The critical moment of the big lie is when the senior officers turn against the Guatemalan president.
The big payoff for Black PSYOPs comes when several Army colonels make clear to Arbenz that they're not going to stand with him. They basically tell him, you and your communist friends have got us in trouble with the Americans, and now you've got to step down.
One by one, the officers around Arbenz distance themselves from the isolated president.
So you're a colonel in the Guatemalan Army. You're hearing news of military action, and you're starting to ask yourself, where am I going to be? Where am I going to stand when the dust settles?
Politically isolated, the pressure on Arbenz surges to dizzying heights. Not only does he fear defeat at the hand of Armas, but also the terrifying prospect that America is behind him.
It's not the issue of us fighting Castillo Armas and his guys. It's that the United States is threatening to invade and we'd have to fight them.
He was sitting in his presidential office, bewildered and unsure what to do. He had collapsed internally. The CIA had brilliantly undermined him. And that was really the end of his brain.
With the officers turning against him, on June 27th, Arbenz resigns.
He just couldn't handle it. The psychological pressures were too enormous.
10 days later, Castillo Armas is sworn in as Guatemala's new president. The exiled colonel, who just over a week earlier was a relatively unknown figure, is now the most powerful man in the country. In Washington, Operation PB Success goes down as a huge victory.
By all accounts, this is an operation that should not have succeeded. This was made possible by gutsy determination and, in some ways, crazy abandon.
Operation PB Success was a brilliant deception, one of the great achievements of illusion that the CIA ever produced.